Hi, moguls. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for listening. Please take a second to support the podcast by giving us a nice 5-star review and download the podcast. Or you can subscribe to Storytime Fun, our YouTube channel, or buy one of our books. And thank you so much for listening to our other podcasts, Filmatics and Enchanting Book Readings. Okay, so let's get started. All right, we want to know what billionaires are buying, right? Because they're smart and they have the insider scoop and they have like the best accountants, the best stock advisors, they know friends, they know money, right? And they know how to make money. So let's check out what some billionaires are buying and what stocks that they would like to buy. So I've never talked about this billionaire yet. Billionaire Jeffrey Talpins, I've talked to him a little bit about him. Jeffrey Talpins is a chief investment officer of Element Capital Management. So Jeffrey started this hedge fund in around 2005, and the office is based out of New York. So let's see what Jeffrey Talpin likes. And he used to be a former trader for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. As you know, Goldman Sachs, they're very great at money. Their stocks are really great. Everyone likes Citigroup. And so Jeffrey Talpin's net worth is about like $3.3 billion. That's billion, people. And that was around September 26, according to Forbes magazine. Oh, yes. And Element Capital Management ranked among the top hedge funds. Very nice to be ranked in the top hedge funds. And they have a yearly return of more than 20%. Can you imagine how much money you have all that money and you're making 20% of your money? And we can't even make like a couple of percentage in like our portfolios where we keep our money, and like a lot of us are investing on these apps. We don't even get like an iota of that. So they know what they're doing. So let's see. We want to look at some of the stocks they have, and I'll quickly just give you really sneak peeks. Like, of course, Microsoft Corporation. That's a solid company. Adobe, everyone is creative, and Salesforce. So, but you know, remember the time, the date that you buy might be higher when someone else bought it. The time and date that they bought it can be different from the time, date, and month, and second, and minute, and week, and day that you bought it, and the year that you bought it. So do consult your licensed professional, your accountant, and do your own due diligence. Okay, and so great. So let's see. So we talked about Coca-Cola before. So they're saying Coca-Cola is a strong company. It's a good, solid company. And this is one of the Element Capital has about almost $3.5 million in Coca-Cola. And I think it's even in Warren Buffett's portfolio. He loves Coca-Cola. He's always walking around with the Coca-Cola. He's like a Coca-Cola billboard. Who doesn't like Coca-Cola? I mean, let's face it. Some people need to do, you know, sugar these days because of diabetes, but everyone loves the Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola is in about 60 hedge fund holders. So, you know, and they're saying, you know, like a nice price target for this Coca-Cola, which is the ticker symbol KO, is somewhere from 72 to 76. And so this one has a buy recommendation. So to get a buy recommendation from people right now in this market is very interesting. So do your diligence and see if you like the Coca-Cola. And I always say, go into what you like and you know. So, and then Johnson & Johnson, as we all know, the Pfizers and the Johnson & Johnsons and all those in the medical business, especially with the COVID, flu shots, vaccine shots, COVID shots. So, you know, everyone wants to stay healthy and protected. You know, there's all kind of ways you can eat right. You can exercise right. You can, you know, try to stay healthy as possible. But, you know, sometimes you need something that can help you. So, do your due diligence. Your health is your business, and whatever you want to do with that, please, that is your own decision. And all that, we'll just leave it to just talking about the stocks, and especially the way that now the COVID shots, I think they're not free anymore, that you have to pay for them. So your insurance pays for them, and they're like raised the prices over $100. So this is all like financials. This is all business. This is all money talk. So financials, raising your shot that you're giving to people around the world, to over $100, that's going to mean money. That's going to mean profit. So just, as Watson would say, simple deductive reasoning. Elementary, my dear. Elementary, my dear boy. So Johnson and Johnson, J&J, number of hedge fund holders that have this is over 80. So, do take a look and see if you want to invest in any medical stuff or any companies that, and Johnson and Johnson has other things in it. It's been around for a long time. So, you might want to take a look at that. Then also we talk about the Googles. Everyone's being a YouTuber or Instagrammer or a TikTok star or a YouTube person, like all those crime people. And gosh, like if there's any love for podcasters, do let me know. If you'd like to support the podcast, buy me coffee sneakies, PayPal anonymous content, simply subscribe to my YouTube channel, simply download this podcast. Those are two free options for you. Give us a nice 5-star reviews. If you'd like to buy any books for kids during this holiday, we have all the book links below, like, oh my gosh, Jack the Bear and Golden Hair, Adventures of Mooch the Poobs, Skip Boots, Big Safari Adventures, Margaret Merlin's Journals, so many great things. And my kids' podcast, Enchanting Book Readings, is ranked top 1%. This one's ranked really well. And in Filmatics, I interview writer, directors, producers. So do check those out. Thank you so much. So Alphabet, which is the Google, there's over 150 hedge fund holders of this. And since the stock split, it's more affordable. It used to be so pricey in the thousands just to get into this stock. So they're saying they're very bullish on the stock. And you have to see, like, you use Google every day for research. You use the YouTube. There's like YouTube has their own TV and film shows and music. So it performs really well. It has a lot of advertising revenue. A lot of YouTubers and people use it. A lot of people watch TV shows, kids shows. They listen to podcasts on there now. And this is another one. I spoke about the MasterCard. I mean, it was a pricey stock too then when I talked about it. But MasterCard Incorporated, MA, number of hedge fund holders that hold it is like over 130. Electronic payments, the MasterCard just is very a solid one. And also the Visa, the V. So if you don't want MasterCard, maybe you can look at Visa. There's over 160 hedge funds that have Visa in them. And so, look at the Visa. So let's see what else that we'd like to tell you. So we talked about Johnson and Johnson. So here's Pfizer. So Element Capital stake is in Pfizer, which is ticker symbol PFE. Like I said, we talked about the COVID shots now. Like, I think they're not free anymore, but the insurance covers it, and the price tag over it is a hefty over $100. So do take a look at that to see if that's something that it's gonna make the money and make you money, and see if you're very interested in it. So let's see what else. What we'd like to talk about on our billionaire Jeffrey Taubin. So, CME. So ticker symbol CME. CME is a company that they really seem to like this one. See if you like this. Like this ticker symbol, and if it makes sense to you, it's one of the biggest exchanges for financial derivatives in the world. So, if it's one of the biggest exchanges for financial derivatives in the world, it's based out of Illinois, you might want to check that out. Especially billionaires know money, and money knows money, and money makes money. So, do check it out if that's something very interesting to you. The stock rose about 4.6%, and it looks like that's a very well loved one. And I never really talked to you guys about that one before. So CME Group Inc., ticker symbol CME. So when you talk about the world's largest, that means around the world. So it has some good options for you. United Health Group Incorporated, UNH, another you know, a health stock there. United Health Group Incorporated, they manage healthcare and insurance corporations. And as we all know, the older you get, the more you live, something's bound to happen to you. You're going to hurt your foot, your hand. I've got a hand injury right now from just the simple screw hook of the screen door went through my finger, and you have to go to the doctor. You got to get help. I mean, so the older you live, you know, you're going to need insurance. You're going to need healthcare. You're going to need medical. It's just, if you have a pet, the older they get, the body starts deteriorating. There's arthritis. There's this, there's that, there's this disease, there's that disease, there's this thing, there's this. There's just so many things with diabetes, from everything. So this company is, they have their operations in Minnesota, United Health Group from Minnesota. They manage healthcare, ticker symbol UNH. So see if that's something you might be interested in, because we all know healthcare is so important and for the world. And it's something like taxes and healthcare, just, you know, food, water, taxes, healthcare, reduce it to basics, and gas or energy. So Microsoft Corporation, I told you about Microsoft before. They seem like a solid, solid company. And so do take a look at that one. It's self-explanatory. It's Microsoft, you know, it's a world leading provider of software solutions. So some people saying there's a slight decline, about 16%. And but the company has a 21% revenue growth, a 23% operating income, and a 35% growth in the Microsoft cloud. So the cloud is very, very, very important. And because they're all getting the cloud, like I talked about with the Amazon, which is very helpful to companies. And then Albertson, I think like the Kroger, Warren Buffett bought into the Kroger. So Albertson's company, ACI, Albertson's grocery store, we need food. Everyone likes the companies such as Costco, and I talked about B&J's and Costco, and so we all have to buy food. And Albertson Companies, ACI, Albertson Companies Inc., ACI ticker symbol, they have a lot of brands, and they're mainly in the northeastern and western parts of the United States. They have a lot of supermarkets and businesses that sell their goods, I didn't know this, offline. So, so see if that's something that you might be very, very interested in. So I hope this is helpful to you. And that's very interesting to see what billionaires are buying. And, you know, we all want to be a mogul. We all want to have our money grow. We all want to invest in things that will help us. Because just face it, we didn't grow up with silver spoons in our mouth. We had to start from scratch with no money. So we have to work for other people's. And when we save, that means we didn't do anything fun that year. We probably didn't buy any clothes. We probably didn't go out. We're making our own coffee. We're not able to go enjoy Starbucks or some local coffee places. And talk about gas, almost $8 a gallon. Well, coffee, I don't know about you, but Los Angeles and West Hollywood, coffee is like $8 for just a regular small cup of, you know, well, it probably has a latte or something, a flavor. But just a regular size coffee cup being almost $8, $7, $7.50, $8. You know, like, so if you want to invest in things, you can't be a retail shopper. You can't go get those like nice name brand purses and shoes and tops and makeup brands. You probably have to do your own hair, have to probably highlight your own hair, have to do your own nails and, polish your nails and pedicures and all that, things you have to do yourself. So it's not fun to trying to be a retail person to save, because saving with the rent so high in LA, we're saving. If you get hurt, you lose money and you can't go to work. So it's a really uphill battle for people to try to make money and to save money enough to invest. So you do want to do investments wisely and grow your money. So do try your very best. And we look forward to all of y'all. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Have a great day.